Okay. This is Jackie Gartman, and I am here with Master Coach Instructor Terry DeMeo to explain how to use a Judge Your Neighbor worksheet. Now, before we go through actually filling out the worksheet, Terry and I just want to talk to you guys for a few minutes about the purpose of using this very powerful, what I consider very powerful, tool. So the first thing, you want to say hi, Terry? Hi.
Hi. And I'm just going to suggest that everybody who's listening, get a Judge Your Neighbor worksheet out. Download it right now so you can look at it as we're talking.
Great idea. So make sure you have that in front of you. It should be in your, a link to it is in your binder. If you don't have your binder handy, you can just simply Google it and pull one up. Okay, so the first thing you want to keep in mind is that the Judge Your Neighbor worksheet is a thought-finding, or what I like to call a thought-catching tool. It is not meant to be a substitute for the work or any kind of thought work. Okay, it's simply a way to locate painful thoughts that your client is having about another person or persons or a situation in their life.
Yeah.
So that, go ahead.
Yeah, and you can use it either as homework in between sessions with a client, or you can go through it actually right in the middle of your coaching session with your client on the phone. It's useful to use the Judge Your Neighbor worksheet as opposed to just asking your client about a situation, because often when we're in an upsetting situation with another person, we will tend to blame ourselves. And when you use the Judge Your Neighbor worksheet, you have the client direct their thinking at the person or at the situation, and that helps the client own and understand how they project what they don't like to see inside themselves at another person. For example, my kids should clean up their rooms might be a painful thought that your client is having. Here, when we get to the turnaround to other here, I should clean up my kids' rooms could be one possible way of turning it to other. And you can see there how I have to own my projection about having a clean house and having clean children's rooms and make it my kids' responsibility. Not that it shouldn't be their responsibility, but because the thought is painful and not just a calm, clean thought, the fact that it's painful means there's charge there, and it means I'm pushing the fault off onto my children. The other way of turning this to other is my kids' rooms should clean up my kids. And there you can get at these nice examples. For instance, when there's so much crap and dirty laundry and toys piled up in the kids' rooms, they become uncomfortable and they can learn the lesson and take responsibility for their own rooms. If you simply make the thought, I'm a bad mother, or I didn't do my job, you don't get at all of these nice relational things, and you don't get at the way we project our stuff and our feelings onto other people. So that's why we like to use the Judge Your Neighbor worksheet. Now, how to use it in session with a client, I'm going to go through right now with Jackie a painful situation she's got with a cousin of hers. And you can follow along, and this is just the way we would do it in a coaching session. So, Jackie, I understand you've got a situation going on with a client. With a cousin.
No. Right.
And we'll just pretend that I asked you to fill this out as homework, and you're bringing it to the session. So, Jackie, in this situation, the first question says, who angers in this situation, time and location, who angers, confuses, or disappoints you, and why?
Okay, I am angry with my cousin because she accused me of being brash and hurting her husband's feelings.
Okay, did she actually use the word brash when
yes.
she accused you?
And yeah.
did she actually say you hurt my husband's feelings?
Yes, she did.
Okay, so what I'm going to suggest here, Jackie, and for those of you listening, we're going to go through these one by one. If I were working with a client, I would have her read the whole sheet back to me and then frame up thoughts from there. But we thought it would be a little easier if we did them one by one in this demo. So in this first one, Jackie, I think what we've got here are two facts or circumstances. Your cousin said you were brash,
mm-hmm.
and your cousin said she hurt your husband's feelings.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, those are painful, and you could theoretically use the work with them, but I'm just pointing out to the cadets who are listening that those could also be treated as facts or circumstances in addition to painful thoughts.
Correct.
Okay. Next, number two, in this situation, how do you want her to change? What do you want her to do?
Okay, so I want my cousin to mind her own business and stop triangulating herself.
Okay, so in this one, we have two thoughts. My cousin should mind her own business. My cousin should stop triangulating herself.
Yes.
Okay.
Very true.
Question number three. In this situation, what advice would you offer to her?
My cousin shouldn't accuse me I crossed some things out here, so let me read this more carefully. My cousin shouldn't get in the middle of my relationship with her husband. Yeah, there were a couple there, so I wanted to make sure I got the big juicy one.
Okay. So your cousin shouldn't get in the middle of your relationship with her husband.
Right.
Okay. There's your thought right there.
Mm-hmm.
She shouldn't get in the middle of your relationship with her husband.
Right.
Okay. The next one. In order for you to be happy in this situation, what do you need her to think, say, feel, or do?
Oh, okay, so I need my cousin to encourage her husband to speak to me directly if he is hurt or annoyed by something I said.
Okay. There, I think we can simplify it a little bit.
Okay.
What I would do, Jackie, if you were the client here, is to work the thought in this form, my cousin should encourage her husband to speak to me directly. We can have an understanding between us that what we're talking about is this situation if he's hurt by something I said.
Okay.
And this situation with your cousin over that situation.
Yeah.
So the thought there, my cousin should encourage her husband to speak to me directly.
Yes.
Okay. The fifth one, what do you think of them in this situation? Here, you make a list.
Okay, so my cousin is dishonest, unjust, picks on me, and thinks she knows it all.
Okay, so there we have four different thoughts, all of which could be worked independently, and you would want to work them independently. Here they are, my cousin is dishonest, my cousin is unjust. My cousin picks on me. My cousin thinks she knows it all.
Correct.
Okay. Now, we come to the sixth question on the Judge Your Neighbor worksheet. What is it in or about this situation that you don't want to experience again?
Okay. So I don't ever want my cousin to accuse me of what she is guilty of herself.
Okay. Here, we would frame this up like this. My cousin shouldn't accuse me of things she is guilty of herself.
Correct.
You know, I want to point out one thing in the first situation, the very first question, I'm angry at my cousin because she said I'm brash and hurt her husband's feelings. I should have pointed out that we left off your emotion there in framing those up. I'm angry with my cousin because, and we just went to, my cousin said I'm brash, my cousin said I hurt her husband's feelings.
Okay.
So
I thought I said that, but you could be right.
Yeah, it's just the way we frame it up. You did
right.
say you were angry,
right.
but when we frame up the thought, we're going to leave that emotion off of it to
right.
make it a more simple sentence to do the work with.
Right, and because that was situational, there may be times where it's not situational, so in that case, yeah, you would definitely want to leave the emotion off is what I'm hearing you say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Jackie, if you were my client in this situation, let's just pick out, for the sake of argument, the thought here of those we framed up that has the most charge for you.
Mm-hmm. Let me look through this for a second. I think the biggest one for me is the last one. My cousin shouldn't accuse me of what she is guilty of herself or things that she is guilty of herself. I think
okay.
that really encompasses it for me.
Okay. So what we would do in a real life coaching session is I would take Jackie through that thought, my cousin shouldn't accuse me of things she's guilty of herself. I would ask her the four questions. We would do the turnarounds. Now, what this sheet then talks about is the situation of I'm willing to and I look forward to. And what the suggestion here is that until you can look forward to your cousin accusing you of what she's guilty of herself, until you're willing to hear that without fear, there's still charge around this situation. And you've got more work to do. And in that case, I would take Jackie through some of these other some of these other thoughts that came out during the Judge Your Neighbor worksheet.
Awesome. Yeah, and I'm glad that you pointed that out because I think that's an area where people get confused. So it really... It's kind of like a, tell me where I'm wrong, Terry, but it's kind of like a litmus test to see really how you clean you are once you go through the work on the limiting belief.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So until you're ready, willing, and looking forward to your cousin accusing you of those things she's guilty of herself, you've got more work to do.
Yeah. And just one other thing I just wanted to mention before we close is, this is a great tool. This worksheet is a great tool for people who are story fondlers. So I had this actually situation with my cousin just about a day ago, and I noticed I was doing a lot of story fondling with my husband around it, and I pulled out the worksheet, and it was really a way for me to kind of structure and direct my mind towards what I was really upset about to kind of connect me with my emotions and what all of my beliefs, and there were several around this scenario. So, a lot of times clients will bring up something at the last 10 minutes of a session, and so sometimes I'll just have them fill out this worksheet because I know if I don't, it can be an entire, another 45 minutes or an hour. So that's sometimes how I use it. So your assignment, everybody listening to this, is to print out a Judge Your Neighbor worksheet. And I invite you to be your unwise, unevolved, bratty self, really go to town on somebody or a situation that is really upsetting you, just like Terry did with me, and then frame up 2 to 3 painful thoughts or beliefs and bring it to our next class on turnarounds. So we're going to be using that. So please do that. And thank you, Terry. Do you have anything else to say before we say adios?
Nope.
Okay. Awesome. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.